The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell with Jenna Tobel, AVP of Marketing with First Alliance Credit Union. Hi, Jenna.
Hey, Andy.
Hope everything's great with you.
It is wonderful.
Awesome. So on last week's Good Money Moves episode, we went through some essential questions to ask when you're buying the used car.
Yeah.
What are we exploring this week?
So this week, we're going to continue to talk about buying cars. But in today's episode, we are going to actually focus on refinancing a car loan.
Really? Refinance. Okay.
Yeah. So refinancing just means, for those who are unfamiliar with that financial term, refinancing your car loan means replacing your current auto loan with a new one, ideally with better terms or for a better payment at the end of it. So the goal really is to lower your interest rate, reduce your monthly payment on that loan, or potentially pay off your loan faster. So we're going to kind of take a deep dive into this topic, cover a little bit about why you should refinance, the benefits of doing it, and how to go about refinancing your car.
Okay. I'm going to be honest with you. I've never really thought of refinancing a loan on a vehicle, but with the prices of the vehicles nowadays and the size of the loans that you have to take out in order to purchase them, I guess maybe it does make sense. So I guess we'll start out with, what are the benefits of going through with a refinancing of a car loan? Why should I do it?
Yeah, there are several key benefits to refinancing your car loan. The first benefit is that it could or should lower your interest rate. So if your credit score has improved since you took out your original loan, you might qualify for a lower interest rate at that point, which can save you money over the life of your loan, right? You're paying less interest over that time frame.
Sure.
So another big benefit to refinancing your car loan is that reduction to monthly payments. A lower interest rate or extending your loan term can reduce your monthly payments, which then frees up kind of cash for other expenses. So there's a couple ways that you can go about reducing that payment, a couple different strategies if you're looking at refinance. Now, you could go the other direction. Instead of extending that loan term, you could shorten your loan term. So if your financial situation has improved since you originally took out that loan, you could potentially shorten your loan term, which would pay off your car faster, and you would save interest on it that way. However, your payment might increase just a little bit, but if you have that buffer, it's not necessarily a bad thing to do. Now, the other kind of key benefit overall, you just get better loan terms when you refinance. So refinancing really can give you a chance to change the terms of your loan, such as moving from a variable rate to a fixed rate, or from a higher rate to a lower rate, depending on the situation, which just ultimately provides you more predictable payments, easier budgeting, a faster payoff time. So there's just so many benefits to refinancing your vehicle when the situation is right.
So in essence, it's very similar to refinancing a home loan.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, you're basically shooting for the same benefits.
Yes. Yep. Okay. Exactly. Exactly.
So are there specific requirements or some conditions that we need to know about if you're looking at refinancing a car loan?
Yes. Yeah, that's a good question. Definitely think about, if you're thinking about refinancing your vehicle, think about the recency of your current loan. So some lenders are going to require that your original loan is at least 6 months old. And this is because they want you to see that established payment history on that loan first. So a lot of times what we actually see people do here at First Alliance is they might use like dealership financing for a vehicle because they get a rebate or a special interest rate for a promotional period of time, you know, 6 to 12 months, something like that. And then what they'll do when that promotional period ends, their rate kicks in. It's usually a much higher rate than what, you know, we can offer at the credit union. So they'll refinance that vehicle with the credit union to take advantage of that lower rate and then maintain that lower payment as well. So okay, that's one thing to think about. Another thing to think about as far as kind of some requirements or conditions to be mindful of if you're thinking about refinancing your vehicle is the remaining time and the remaining balance that you have on your loan. So some lenders might not be willing to refinance your vehicle loan if you have like less than 2 years left on the loan, or maybe your balance is really low compared to the cost of the vehicle, the value of the vehicle. It just may not be worth the trouble to refinance it. To some lenders. So,
well, I would think that for you as the customer, you might want to look at that too, because it might not make any sense for you to refinance if your balance is low.
Exactly. Yeah. You might be better off just paying it off.
Right.
More quickly, or, you know, again, it kind of depends. It's a balancing act. You know, what's your goal? Well, you know, what are you trying to accomplish, and where's your loan at now? So another thing to think about too is vehicle requirements. So we've mentioned before in past episodes when we've talked about car loans that sometimes there can be restrictions on like the age or even the mileage on a vehicle as far as whether or not a lender will put a loan on that vehicle for you.
Right.
So typically, if you're looking to refinance, your car should still be less than 10 years old. And this isn't an always the case thing, but it's like kind of a rule of thumb. You want to have like fewer than 125,000 to 150,000 miles on it, because the life of that vehicle is starting to, it might be on its last legs, even if it feels like it's running fine right now. And the other reason I bring this up is because lenders tend to have, going back to the age restrictions, have age restrictions on vehicles. In some cases, if you maybe bought the vehicle and it was an 8-year-old vehicle at the time, well, now maybe you've had it for 3 years and now it's an 11-year-old vehicle. There's different types of lending requirements, and this varies lender to lender based on the age of that vehicle, where you might actually end up, even though your credit score might have improved or you don't owe as much on it, or for whatever reason, you still might end up in a higher interest rate because of the type of loan that has to be used to finance that vehicle. So those are some things to consider.
Well, it's higher risk, I'm sure, for the lender, mm-hmm. because the older the vehicle is and the more miles you have on it, the more risk there is that it goes through some sort of catastrophic failure. Mm-hmm. And then the person paying the loan is paying on what they used to refer to as a dead horse.
Yeah.
And I imagine that greatly raises the risk of somebody defaulting on that loan.
Exactly. Yeah, you nailed it. Yep. And then, you know, the other thing to kind of think about too, is that loan to value ratio on your vehicle. So lenders will check the loan to value ratio to ensure that your car is worth the amount that you're borrowing, right? You don't want there's definitely situations where people, and especially more recently where we had really high cost of vehicles for a while, kind of over that COVID period. And now those prices are starting to come down a little bit. And so you might actually be what's called upside down in your vehicle loan, depending on the price you paid for it versus what it's actually worth today. So those are some things that lenders look at too, is that LTV ratio, the loan to value ratio, because you don't want to lend more than the car is worth.
And I imagine that comes up often.
Yes.
Oh, just because cars depreciate so quickly.
They do.
And unless you have a 4-wheel drive pickup, it seems like they hold on to value for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And a few other car models.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very dependent on, you know, make, model, year, you know, there's so many factors that go into the price of a vehicle, like all the,
right.
you know, what are the bells and whistles that came with it versus what you added on afterwards? Because the things that you added on afterwards don't usually actually raise the value of the vehicle the way that you think they would. So,
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately.
All my fancy pinstriping, you mean?
No.
Oh, yeah. Darn.
Yeah. So those are some things to think about.
One other thing you said, typically less than 10 years old. I imagine there are exceptions.
Yeah. That's, you know, everything we talk about on this show isn't more in generalities because every lender has different situations. You have a different situation than your neighbor, you know, different lending guidelines come into play, different, again, make, model, all that stuff comes into play. So there's just a lot of factors that kind of go along with that.
If I come to you with a 1956 Porsche worth $300,000 or $400,000, you might extend a loan on that one.
Maybe. I won't say yes. I'll say maybe. Depends what your credit score is and your income, Andy. And
I don't think it's happening anyway. Okay. That hypothetical is thrown out the window. All right. We have to take a break. Jenna, we'll return in a moment. We're talking about refinancing your vehicle loans. On Good Money Moves, Jenna Topple with First Alliance Credit Union. I'm Andy Brownell, and this is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Topple from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Topple from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. It's Good Money Moves with Jenna Topple with First Alliance Credit Union. I'm Andy Brownell. The topic today, refinancing a vehicle loan. And we talked about some of the benefits and ways that this could be a good thing for you in certain circumstances. Jenna, how do we ensure that we can get the best deal, and I guess the lowest interest rate, of course, when we look into refinancing a vehicle?
Yeah, that's a great question. So just like anything, even if you are looking to finance a vehicle for the first time or you're looking to refinance it, it's important to kind of do your homework ahead of time. So you really want to shop around, talk with multiple lenders, including credit unions, to compare rates, terms, things like that, because every lender is going to have different rates, different terms, different lending guidelines and restrictions based on your credit score, things like that. So it's a good, if you're thinking about switching your vehicle loan from one financial institution to a different one, just take time to do your due diligence on that. So that means like checking the APR, you know, pay attention to that, you know, annual percentage rate. That's what APR stands for, because this is the rate that includes both the interest rate you're paying and it kind of wraps up any fees that are involved in the lending process that into that number. So that's the number you want to pay attention to when we say compare rates. The other thing to think about, too, is your credit score. If you started out with a lower credit score when you initially applied and received your vehicle loan, and maybe you've improved it a little bit, but check your credit score because depending on where it's at, if you improve it even just a little bit more, maybe wait one more month or, you know, something like that, you could actually set yourself up for even more success with being able to access better rates because you've improved that score.
Okay. So how long, what I'm imagining is if somebody took out the vehicle loan, how long would they need to make payments and make them timely, of course, before it would have a positive impact on that credit score?
Yeah. So minimum of 6 months.
Okay.
To see some improvement on your credit score. If you're looking to make bigger improvements, like minimum 12 months, I would say 12 to 18 months is when you're really, if you've really hyper-focused on improving that score, getting your debt under control, making your payments on time, that 12 to 18 month is going to be a much better history and is going to impact your credit score more significantly than just that 6 months. So it doesn't actually take as long as you might think to improve your score if you are being diligent about it and doing the right things. So that's a great question. Another thing to think about before refinancing is just, again, kind of consider the timing around it. So refinancing when interest rates are low is going to be more advantageous than when they're rising. Or after, let's say, rates haven't changed much, but your credit score has improved, you are now going to qualify for a better interest rate that way, most likely. So those are some things to kind of be cognizant of and thinking of when you are out shopping for a new financial to move your auto loan to.
Okay. Now, I mentioned you kind of went through some things where it would be a benefit under certain circumstances. Do you have any examples of how this might work where refinancing would be a good idea?
Yeah. So let's, I can think of two scenarios. So one, let's imagine we're going to call this person Alex. They're a younger person, 22, maybe they recently got a raise at work, so their income has come up a little bit. And when they first bought their car, their credit score was lower. So they ended up with this a little bit higher interest rate than they would have liked. Over the last year or so, they've made all their payments on time. They maybe worked with a member advisor at First Alliance to get their score improved. And now that they have higher income and a better credit score, refinancing that car loan could be a really smart move for them because they could secure a lower interest rate. They could reduce that monthly payment and ultimately be saving money in the long run that they can then use those kind of freed up funds and that pay bump to start saving for an emergency fund or a down payment on a house or, you know, whatever other bills they might have, right? So it just helps kind of create another layer of financial stability by doing that.
Absolutely.
So another example, kind of similar but different, right, is let's call this person Emma. They're like 45. They bought a used car like 2 years ago. At the time, the interest rates were really high. But recently, and again, this is a example, but interest rates have dropped, let's say. Obviously, it's not the case yet. We're hoping, but it's not yet, right? So over these 2 years, she's kind of built up equity in this car. So to go through the process of refinancing, at this point, it could help lower interest rates, thus decreasing her monthly payments, and then again, freeing up funds for other needs. So for Emma, this timing is kind of perfect to take advantage of better rates and improved financial stability overall.
All right. Once again, a lot of similarity with refinancing a home, the same.
Yeah.
Although the younger guy, I can see that. Well, I suppose if you didn't have a great credit score when you went in to get your first mortgage, maybe, yeah, those circumstances would also apply. Okay.
Yeah.
We need to take another break already. We're with Jenna Topple, First Alliance Credit Union. Refinancing a vehicle loan is our topic today on Good Money Moves. And we will be back in just a moment on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Jenna Tobel with First Alliance Credit Union is here. I'm Andy Brownell, and here is Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Jenna, we've spent quite a bit of time talking about the benefits of refinancing a vehicle loan. I'm going to switch things up a bit and say, are there any potential downsides to this?
As with everything we talk about, there are pros and cons. So yes, there are some potential downsides to think about before refinancing a vehicle. So we talked earlier that one option when you're refinancing is to extend your loan term to help kind of maybe lower some monthly payments. And while that seems like a benefit, it can increase the total interest that you pay over the life of the loan. And you also are kind of extending your debt risk, if you will, out longer, which is not always a good thing, especially for something that depreciates like a vehicle. Now, if you're in a tough financial spot, extending that loan term can be a huge boost to kind of free up some of those funds that you were paying on towards that loan for a time. But that is something to consider, that, you know, extending that loan term is not always the best case scenario, but it is an option. Another thing to think about is some lenders do charge prepayment penalties on loans. So be cognizant of if that's part of your original loan agreement, or there might be other fees that can offset the benefits of refinancing. So just make sure you understand the fine print of the loan and with the lender that you've chosen, and really understand any of those potential costs that come along with paying off one loan and then getting a new loan with another lender. Sometimes there's fees involved.
Yeah, watch out for the prepayment business.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
Yikes.
Be careful. Negative equity. We talked a little bit about this already in the show, but I think this is something to also just be mindful of. If you owe more on your car than it's worth, it's known as being upside down. So refinancing might not be as beneficial in that case. It might actually just be better to wait until you have positive equity, or just stick with the loan you've got and pay it off on time, on schedule. And then also think about, too, the impact to your credit score. Applying for new loans can result in a hard inquiry on your credit report, which can temporarily lower your score, not by a lot, but it can. And so just make sure that, you know, you're managing your payments responsibly, you know, post refinancing is just as important to help maintain any improvement to your credit score as well. So just some things to think about there before moving that loan.
I've done my due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
How do I do this? How do I refinance a car loan?
Yeah, great question. It's pretty straightforward. It's actually much easier than refinancing a mortgage, I'll tell you that much. A lot less paperwork involved and fewer fees, generally speaking. But first, you're going to want to evaluate your financial situation. So review your current loan terms, know your credit score, know what your budget for your monthly payment is and what you want it to be. Knowing where you stand financially really helps you understand what terms you might be qualifying for before you even talk to a lender. And kind of mentioned this earlier in the show, but just take time to research lenders. Look into various ones, including credit unions like First Alliance, who tend to offer better terms and interest rates generally. Again, different lenders have different criteria. They have different offers. So it's really essential step is that you compare to what you've already got. And this is just going to help give you a really clear picture of what the best deal available is for you when you take time to assess your own situation and then assess what's being offered. Once you've selected the lender that you want to refinance your vehicle loan with, take some time to just gather the documents that you're going to need ahead of time, because this is really going to streamline the process for you and for the lender so that you don't have to extend the amount of time it takes to do this. It's generally pretty quick. Anyway, but if you're, you know, taking days to get back with different pieces of information, it just slows everything down. So things that you're going to need are things like your proof of income, so pay stubs or tax returns, proof of vehicle insurance. So make sure your policy documents are current, driver's license, proof of residence in some cases are going to be needed. Current loan details, you know, you're going to need a copy of your current loan agreement and payoff amount so that the loan can be rolled over and paid off from your old financial institution. And then, of course, basic vehicle information like make, model, year, the VIN, or the vehicle identification number is what VIN stands for. And then submit your application to the lender you chose. And once you're approved, the lender is basically going to pay off your existing loan, and then you'll start making payments on your new loan with your new lender.
Okay, here's one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Would this require the issuance of a new title for the vehicle, because the new lender would likely have a lien on the title until it's paid off?
Yes. Yep. Because, yep, the lien would transfer over to the new lender. Yep.
Okay. Good information, of course. But are there any key takeaways that we can, kind of go through right now before we have to sign off from the program?
Yeah, I would say if you're thinking about refinancing, I think the main points to think about from today's show are really understand your goals. You want to determine whether you want to lower your monthly payment. Are you looking to reduce your interest rate? Are you looking to just shorten your loan term overall? Like, what is your goal for refinancing? And then check your credit. Just make sure to check your credit score. Make sure it's in good shape so that you're going to qualify for the best rates. If you're not sure how to go about that, or you just want to kind of explore the idea, our member advisors at First Alliance are happy to kind of walk you through that and discuss a plan of what that could look like. If your credit score is not where you want it to be, can help you get it back on track. But comparing offers again is really, really important. Shop around, compare those rates, compare those terms, read the fine print so that you're very aware of any fees or penalties or other conditions that are associated with refinancing from one lender to another. And then this is just good to always be aware of, but just, keep track of your financial situation, and pay attention to when might be the best time for you to refinance based on where interest rates are, where your credit score is at, what your financial situation looks like.
Fantastic info, as always, Jenna. I appreciate it. And as always, like you said earlier, we're talking in generalities. But where can I find out more about this topic or other topics that we discuss on Good Money Moves?
Yes, as always, I encourage our listeners to visit our website, firstalliancecu.com. You can subscribe to our blog. We release new financial tips and advice every week. You can listen to past episodes of this show at firstalliancecu.com/podcast or on carocnews.com. You can also subscribe to Good Money Moves on Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, and Spotify. And as always, I encourage you to reach out to our team at First Alliance Credit Union. We are here to help you start making good money moves today.
All right, this has been Good Money Moves. And of course, Jenna with First Alliance Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender. Thanks again, Jenna. We'll chat again next week
Absolutely.
on Good Money Moves at News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.